Several Trump administration officials are heading to Europe this week to attend the Munich Security Conference and to plan the president's trip to the G20 summit in Germany later this summer. Meanwhile, European allies are trying to find their footing with the new Trump administration. For the EU's top diplomat, that means reminding the U.S. that it's better to work together on key areas. NPR's Michelle Kellerman caught up with her on a recent trip to Washington.
President Trump is a big proponent of Brexit, the British decision to leave the EU. There are rumors he could even tap an EU skeptic as ambassador to the union. That was one topic the EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, raised as she made the rounds in Washington.
I was told there is no decision taken on the next U.S. ambassador to the European Union. I made clear that our procedures require the active consent of all the 28 member states of the European Union for the accreditation of an ambassador, and that has to be taken into consideration.
Mogherini used to work well with the Obama administration, which supported European integration. She's taking a more business-like approach with this White House and drawing some clear lines.
We do not interfere in U.S. politics. You might see this happening from other parts of the world. You will never see this happening from Europe. And Europeans expect that America does not interfere in European politics.
The European Union's foreign policy chief met with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, as well as several White House advisors, including President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He's taking the lead on Middle East policy, and Mogherini says she talked to him about the possibility of reviving Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. She's also pressing the Trump administration not to walk away from the nuclear deal with Iran, which she oversees.
The deal is working, and we need to preserve it this way. And I was reassured by what I heard in my meetings on the intention to stick to the full, strict implementation of the agreement in all its parts.
Mogherini told reporters she also got reassurances from the Trump administration that the U.S. will continue to push Russia to implement an international peace plan on Ukraine before easing sanctions. The White House won't go that far on record, though, and the State Department didn't even issue a statement about Tillerson's meeting with Europe's top diplomat. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.